touched on by Barry, brought down by Naismith, trying to outrun his Scotland colleague Morrison. In comes Baines' low cross. Olsen clears, only as far as Lukaku, who bends in the opening goal of the game. Error by Jonas Olsen. And after a minute and 40 seconds, Everton have the lead. The cross from Baines, Olsen's clearance straight to Lukaku. And wouldn't you know, he finds the back of the Albion net, a man that scored 17 goals on loan here a couple of seasons ago, and is almost apologetic in his celebration to the Albion supporters, and is applauded for being so. But the bottom line is, it's Albion 0, Everton 1. To build again down the left-hand side, Lukaku allows Baines to take over his Morales with a shot. It's gone through Foster, and it's 2-0. It's a howler from Ben Foster. Morales' shot going underneath his body and into the net, and Everton have doubled their lead. Well, two Albion mistakes have cost them dearly this afternoon. Olsen's clearance in the first half that was punished by Lukaku, and that shot from Kevin Morales went straight underneath Ben Foster's body. Morales with a right-footed effort from the edge of the area, and Foster should have saved it, but it went straight underneath his body and into the net. And it looks like there's no way back from here. Albion 0, Everton 2.
Alan, a difficult afternoon, two costly mistakes.
Yeah, two big mistakes from two very good players. Mistakes that they wouldn't normally make, but which are part of football, unfortunately. And we suffered from them today. Clearly, the first one was so early in the game that it can be difficult to come back. But I thought our players responded well to that, and I felt that in the first half we performed well. Everton defended well, to their credit. Second half, it was one of those ones where you didn't want the first half to end, because I felt as if we had a lot of momentum, and we didn't start so well in the second half. As I was trying to make a couple of substitutions to see if we could we could give ourselves an extra spark, we conceded the second goal, and again it was an error from a player who's a very, very good player, who doesn't normally do that kind of thing, and who's absolutely devastated about that at this moment.
Overall, did you do enough in the final third of the pitch, did you feel?
No, we didn't. We didn't. We got there a lot in the first half in particular, but no, through a combination of good defending by Everton and perhaps a little bit of lack of quality on our final pass, we didn't create the chances that maybe our build-up play should have created.
So what's missing in terms of getting this first win that you so desperately want?
Well, for a start, we've got to cut out the individual mistakes. The players know that. And then at the other end of the pitch, we've got to become a bit more clinical and a bit better with our final pass or our final decision or our final shot.
What about the fans' reaction, particularly afterwards? There's a lot of booing, wasn't there, at the end?
Yeah, and I can understand that. They're frustrated. We all are. You know, it's I wouldn't expect them to think anything else. We've just got to try and make sure that the next time they're cheering.